Hello everyone, Sydney St. James today with you, and today on my channel I'm going to talk about something that's not humorous like I've done in the past, and it's not necessarily religion or Christianity or playing pickleball and so many other things that I've talked about on my channel. And I've also done a lot of do-it-yourself. How do you use Grammarly? How do you publish a book? But today I'm talking from my heart, because I have learned something over the last year that many that watch this broadcast will be very interested. And you'll probably want to share it with your friends, because what has happened to me in the last year will happen to you. And if you want to save a whole lot of money, be very careful that you understand what I'm about to talk about. Over a year ago, a year and 4 months, I had been having lots of problems at the dentist with my teeth. And I wanted to do something about it. And so we decided we would do what's called an implant. Now, not everybody watching this broadcast today will go out and get an implant. That's very true. But many of you watching this broadcast today will go out to a dentist. Very common practice. Now, here's where my story really begins. I have very good insurance, and so do you probably. And whatever kind of insurance you have, if it's one kind of insurance that says if you go see a network dentist, just like if you go see a network doctor, they have to abide by who's contracted out to manage this program, a network doctor. Well, I went to a network doctor, the first dentist that I went to. And they started pulling on some teeth. And they pulled on a few teeth and they gave me some medicine, little tablets, to calm my nerves down, right? Let me tell you, those tablets they gave me, did you know that I did not wake up for 2 days and I was in my own bed at home? I have no idea how I got there. Scary. And when I talked to them, they said, oh, we'll be sure not to give you so much next time. Uh-uh. It's like I was in heating and air conditioning. I have to give you this example. I trust the doctors will do right by me. And many of you probably do the same thing. In heating and air conditioning, a friend of mine just went out and had their air conditioner replaced. I can't tell you how many people will go out, being in the air conditioning business, and replace a capacitor that only cost you $40. That's all you need to do to kickstart that air conditioner run. But you don't know this, so they sell you a $5,000 air conditioning system. It's the trusting part. And that's why I'm talking on this broadcast today. So I went to this dentist. So anyhow, it didn't work out. I said, I want to get all my teeth pulled. I want to do this dental implant. So they gave me a price. And I said, whoa, that's pretty high. Is this what my insurance company agrees to? Because what you say and what my insurance company says, you have to get a pre-authorization for this price. So they sent in to the insurance company a pre-authorization. Well, I sat back and I got it. I said, oh, my insurance company is not allowing this, and you can only charge so much for this. And they sent it back to them. Well, the dentist or the company did not like that price. So what they talked about was they sent in another pre-authorization. And when they did that pre-authorization, it came back, and they still didn't like what the dentist had told them. Did you know that particular dental insurance company did almost, I think it was like 20 pre-authorizations into the dentist company, 20. And each time they sent it in, they would change the coding on what they were doing. They changed that coding to a point, finally, that the insurance company said, this procedure is not allowed by us. So if you're going to do this program, you have to pay what they say you pay. Don't you find something a little unusual with that? So anyhow, at that particular time, I said, to heck with this. I'm going to go to another dentist. So I called my provider, and they gave me a network dentist right here in Georgetown, Texas, right up there next to Randall's grocery store. Anyhow, I went up there, and they did a pre-authorization. It went to my dental company. They sent me the pre-authorization, and I said, spot on. I like the price. I like everything. Let's go with it. Well, guess what they did? They continued again. After they already, I went to the oral surgeon, had the teeth pulled, and now I'm waiting on my teeth. Well, they continued to work on me, and they adjusted my teeth, had them already, and it was time. Now, 1 year had gone by. They had done multiple pre-authorizations. Well, the one that they hung their hat on was the one where my dental company said was the one that I was going to pay. My final bill, let's say, was going to be, let's say, around $7,000. Dentist insurance company would pay so much, and I pay so much. At that particular time, they were ordering my final teeth to go into my mouth. They pulled up the old pre-authorization from over a year ago, circled it in ink, and said, you owe us $25,000. That's what yours says, but I'm sure my dental company will have some other things to say about it. As soon as we get that price from them, then we'll be ready to go ahead and finish this off. Okay, we'll come back in on the 15th. We'll put your teeth in. No problem. I went in on the 15th. Did you know that this dentist never showed up and gave me a clerk or assistant or administrator to sit down and talk with me? And these are words that she said. But don't you understand, sir, that this is an expensive technique? Another thing she said, well, I don't really know about how insurance companies work. Or, oh, I don't know about this. Well, the dentist never showed up. I left the place. And until this time, right now, that I'm talking to you, I never got my teeth. But guess what? All the complaint letters, I sent a complaint letter to the governor's office. I sent it to the Employees Retirement System of Texas. And they sent it to this dental company. Actually, the dental company was called Delta Dental. Now, I kept doing this, and Delta Dental, I sent in all my paperwork to Delta Dental. I'll get a call from them. They said, sir, we just received a new pre-authorization. I said, why would you receive a new pre-authorization? Well, I don't know, but this is the last one we got. And yes, you do, in fact, owe $25,000 because we don't take care of any of this. You don't take care of this? What are you talking about? All my paperwork that was sent in, the lady says, you sent in 70-some-odd pages of all these pre-authorizations. Let's just talk about this last one that was sent in. I said, no, I don't want to talk about the last one that was just sent in. So you see, for a year and a half, I have gone through trying to get my new teeth. And I still don't have it. And then Delta Dental says to me, well, if you don't like what they're charging for you, you know you can always go somewhere else. I said, well, let's give it a try. But then she says, well, you probably don't want to go back to this dentist, right? And of course I don't want to go back to this dentist. Well, at that particular time, she gave me another dentist here in Georgetown. So I go down there and I walk in. Now this dentist says, oh, this is an unusual implant that you have here, sir. And we don't work on implants like that. They don't work on implants like that. So here I am, a patient, a year and a half later. And because, in summary here, I'm going to tell you today, what they do, an insurance company. Now, of course, insurance companies don't like me talking about this, but this is what's happening. They will continue to send in, as a network dentist, pre-authorizations to Delta Dental or whoever the insurance company is. And when they do this, if it comes back and they don't like the fact that they're going to have to charge very little for what they're doing, or a lot less, rather, they'll send in another pre-authorization, changing code numbers up. When I asked Delta Dental about them changing the code numbers, Delta Dental says, we don't understand what dentists do. We don't understand their procedures. All we can do is go by the number that they send in. So whether or not the number is what they really did or didn't do, Delta Dental doesn't care. They just know that a particular number will not get paid by them, which means I owe the whole bill. So you can see how complicated this is. So I ended up sending another letter to Employees Retirement System of Texas. They, on the hand, I asked to have a personal meeting with them, because not only am I trying to help myself, in our organization, the state of Texas employees who are retired, we have 256,000 of us. And I have proof where they overcharged, even after a pre-authorization. And I have proof where they were denied these charges and they just kept sitting in. I wanted to show someone this, because not only am I trying to help myself, I'm also trying to help 256,000 other employees who might be on the Delta Dental Insurance Program. So when you go in, I don't care how minute a process you're going to have, be sure that they are adhering to the prices that they agreed to with Delta Dental. So I'm sorry for this long broadcast, but I'm hoping that my talk today to you will help you when you're going to see a dentist and you happen to have an insurance program and you want to get the right charges. Just know what they're doing out there. That's all I got to say. So till later, see you, my good friends. Later, alligator. And after a while, crocodile.